T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Kyrie did not know that LeBron was coming back to Cleveland. So Kyrie was salty from that moment. Now, it doesn't mean that they had a contentious relationship. They've talked on many occasions. According to my sources, LeBron James has tried to appease him at every turn. A matter of fact, I had sources in LeBron James camp literally tell me, and I'm quoting Charles, if Kyrie Irving was in front of LeBron James right now, LeBron James would be tempted, quote, to beat his ass, end quote. Those are exact words. Because let me explain why. Because I want to make sure this is in context. LeBron James' beef with Kyrie has nothing to do with Kyrie wanting to be traded. LeBron's problem, according to what I'm being told, is that LeBron is upset that Kyrie has made him a subject to be broached in regards to Kyrie's desires to move out. LeBron is like, look, you're a big-time player. You got franchise-caliber material. You want to move on to greener pastures, or what you perceive to be as greener pastures. That's cool. But why is my name being raked through the coals as if I'm a difficult teammate, as if I'm some prima donna, as if I'm this, that, and the third? Why are you putting me through that when I've never done anything like that to you, and I just tried to be the teammate? Now, obviously, this is coming from LeBron James' side.
Stephen A. Smith getting lots of stuff from LeBron James, guys, obviously, as you heard that. And I guess LeBron's upset, which I guess I would too, whether it's true or not. All the extra perks and treatment that LeBron James gets as the greatest player in the world. We've talked about him all morning, whether it's extra parking spots, extra seat on the plane that travels when the team does, and also some of the other things, including all decisions made go through LeBron and everything. We've laughed about him being the general manager for years now. And all that stuff, including security guy, is LeBron's guy. What else have we heard? We've heard everything. LeBron's probably got more power than anybody in professional
sports. He's got more perks than anyone else, and he should.
So some are saying Kyrie's had a problem with it. Well, you're going to him. Why not come to me and let me know what you're doing here? You've tried to trade me. You never tried to trade him. And so whatever it is, I guess this stuff has leaked out. And so now LeBron's a little upset. Kyrie's called him pretty much a prima donna and a high-maintenance dude. And LeBron fights this all the time. I mean, listen, I know one thing that upsets him when he's called general manager. He doesn't like that.
You know what? He's very worried about his looks to everybody.
Image is everything.
He doesn't want to be known as the diva guy, but he is. He doesn't want to be known of the guy who gets all the special privileges, but he does. That's why it didn't fully work out down here, I think, in my eyes, that there was too much pull from LeBron and not much give from Pat Riley. Pat Riley said, here's the rule book. This is what we go by.
We're getting rid of this guy, whether you like him or not.
I know you're mad at the Mike Miller stuff. That's fine. And we got to save money this way. We got to do this. I mean, if you look at it in general, yeah. I think when you look at the Derrick Rose signing, it's only the 1 year, $2.1 million, whatever the vet minimum for him is. It's going to end up costing the Cavaliers around $12 million with taxes and everything to pay for that guy. So there's a different kind of mentality going on in Cleveland than there was here in Miami. We wanted to win down here in Miami, and Pat Riley and Mickey wanted to do that, and they did everything they could to win, and they won 2 out of 4.
When he went back home, the owner of that team
had
sold
to do
out
everything
to the devil
he wanted. Yes,
to go here, we got to go over, get players. I want to hear about money.
I want
value,
J.R. Smith,
team's
Tristan
going
Thompson.
Up.
Yeah,
it will be full every night. You'll have more sponsors, and you know what to do with. Which, by the way, we saw up close.
Yep,
you can sell your tickets for any price because I'm bringing them in, and we're going to be really good, and we're going to go to the finals every year. And sure enough, that's what they've had. But with that, and saying all that, nobody has stood up to LeBron.
No.
Right? Till now, when the owner gets rid of the general manager, who apparently LeBron really liked. Anyway, this whole thing is one of the craziest, craziest-ass things I've ever seen. If somebody would have told you in late July, Kyrie and LeBron would hate each other.
I would think you're joking.
After getting to the finals and losing in five and winning a championship the year before, that this would be going on?
I would think you're joking. I would think there's no way this is even possible to happen. They're winning too much, or they're getting to the finals too much. We saw it down here. Yeah, there was kind of negative vibes after that first season when they lost to Dallas, and even the last season when they lost to San Antonio. But even after they lost to San Antonio and won two out of four, I didn't think LeBron would leave, because there's such a legacy down here. So it doesn't really shock me that there's a blow-up going on in Cleveland now, even after getting to three straight finals. I bet you LeBron is not easy to play with. And I bet you LeBron is not easy to deal with in the locker room and all the other stuff. And Kyrie finally speaking up. So as much as you want to hate on Kyrie, or people do, I just think that this is probably not an easy situation for either guy, and Kyrie just doesn't want to deal with it anymore.
Is it all LeBron's fault, though, that the team does certain
No,
things?
I blame Dan Gilbert. I blame Dan Gilbert for giving up
That's
to everything.
That's created
yes.
a monster, man.
That's it. And I don't feel bad for Dan Gilbert, because how much has that franchise went up in price since LeBron has come back and they went to three straight finals? He's probably doubled his money. So if he wants to sell the team, he could probably, whatever right. he paid for it, he could double or triple his money. So that's fine. I don't feel bad for anyone in this situation, including Kyrie. If he wants out, leave. Like,
you know
that
what this
point.
Goes back to, Zach? When you said that, you're right. He's losing money. But when he sells it.
Oh, Joe.
But look at the Marlins.
Same thing there.
Year that David Sampson, Pinocchio.
Oh, we're losing money.
We're losing money. And the nose gets longer and longer. It's longer than Pinocchio's.
Yeah.
Right? It's Pinocchio's on steroids. So anyway, they care. And do you feel bad for him now? You see what the price is?
No. I don't feel bad for these guys at all. Sell a team
Somewhere
and get out.
Somewhere between $1.1 and $1.2 billion.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
So when you're talking about losing 30 and 40 and 50, and then you get caught in some lies while you're telling that. But whatever it is, you know, it's like, hey, you're going to get your money. Whenever you decide you want to go ahead and cash out, you can sell it. You got people lining up at the fair price.
Sure.
And so
Joe,
anyway.
Dan Gilbert bought the team for $375 million, 2005. That thing's worth how much right now?
Got to be close to two, right?
1.5 probably.
One seven,
Forbes
one
has
eight.
Him at 1.2. That's what they have him right now, Forbes.
Oh, I thought they'd be worth more than that.
Calculated February 2017 before they got to another finals. So maybe about 1.5. Not bad, considering you paid $375 for it. What LeBron has done for this team in the last couple of years is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And what he does to any franchise is ridiculous. Hey, listen, Mickey, too, is thankful for LeBron coming down here for a couple of years. The franchise went up here also in value. Everything's gone
what
up in
it,
value.
1.7, 1.8?
Sure. Yeah, about that much. Yeah. I mean, look what the Clippers sold for without an arena. Clippers didn't give – Ballmer didn't buy the arena. He just bought the team.
He bought L.A. He bought the Clippers.
Yeah.
You're right. So
down here in Miami, you're going to get the arena. You know, there's still, like, payback that, you know, whatever the case, but not so much. And then for Marlins' sake, think of that. How much did the guy pay for the Marlins? Now he's going to get how much more? And you're buying an arena. You're buying a stadium.
You mean the very little he put into the deal,
yes,
too?
Yes, the
new
pennies
ballpark?
He paid yeah. for it, yes.
All those promises. Whatever happened, by the way, to all those shops and all that stuff?
What happened Pinocchio knows.
What happened to all that stuff?
It's going right out the door right here. The Pinocchio knows.
I wasn't sure what happened.
It's going to, no, soon, soon.
All those
Soon.
Things, they're going to build up yeah. that whole area. It was going to be unbelievable.
We're going to turn around Little Havana and make it the new destination. When? When is that going to happen? Giancarlo is going to be 90 when that happens.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Giancarlo, I'm glad you brought that up. Hit two more home runs last night. And now is tied with Judge for 32 home runs on the season, most in baseball. And we got our poll. We're going to check in here. A sexiest stat in sports right now. For years, it was the home run.
Yep.
Home run king was always the big one, right? The power hitter that led the league and had the most home runs. You think it's still number one?
I think it is. Even though I think it's in the third most popular sport, I still think it is the sexiest stat. You see a guy that ends the season with 55.
It's bigger than quarterback touchdowns.
Only reason why.
Is that two?
I think quarterback touchdowns would be two on my list. I just think that it would be two there. And where we disagree is I think sacks is close to the top, and for me at least.
No, there's a lot of things before sacks.
Triple-doubles for basketball is the new stat for basketball, I think. I think that's the new sexy stat to have in basketball. We have a Twitter poll going on. Hollywood, you want to update us?
Yeah, we have our poll up right now at Joe Rose Show on Twitter. And today's Twitter poll is brought to you by Mardi Gras Casino.
Oh, it's always a party.
And we asked that question, what is the sexiest stat in sports? And home runs is leading the way at 41%. Passing touchdowns by a quarterback, 36%. Receiving and rushing touchdowns is at 12%. And points or points per game in the NBA at 11%.
Wow.
So again, I thought receiving and rushing would be higher because of fantasy football.
Yeah, no.
Such an important
Hollywood
stat
makes a good point
in fantasy
there.
Football.
Yeah, it makes a good point.
Fantasy
football. Fantasy
big
numbers.
Difference,
yep.
Right?
Oh, all the sports.
What's the biggest point thing in touchdowns in football?
Yeah. I think rushing touchdowns and receiving. Yeah. Depends what league you're in.
Usually a passing touchdown, they give you 4 points. It depends on your league, but a lot of leagues do 4 points.
Yeah, mine, they're six, so that's why it's huge in my league.
Well, anyway, So
we had a bunch of texts coming in, by the way. I wrote a bunch down. Passing touchdowns we got already. Sacks we got already. Triple doubles we had. Home runs we had. Kick return touchdowns somebody sent in. I don't think that's
that can't be a stat.
Stolen bases.
You don't have it.
Receptions.
Stolen bases no longer. See, people just throwing out stats.
Interceptions.
You know what? Nobody
and
cares.
Yak.
You know what used to be? Yak. How most people think. Yak. They don't even know what yak is. I'll give you the good one, though. The ones that have died out.
Yep.
Stolen bases. Dead. Used to be big when I was a kid.
What about ERA?
ERA still big. I mean, those are things. But Punch and Judy's, guys that get 200 hits.
Yeah.
Leadoff hitters.
Not big anymore. Used to be big.
Not big.
When Ricky Henderson was doing
stolen
it, it was
bases,
big.
Not, yep. Right?
Yep. Used to be big. Not anymore. It's not sexy anymore. Who cares? You get 5 hits in the game, who cares? You get 200 runs, wow.
That's why I went through the thing with Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa, man.
That's it. The most popular that sport's been in the last 35, 40 years
is
that.
Everybody wanted to see 50-plus.
ESPN was breaking into coverage when those guys would get up at bat.
Or those guys hitting during the steroid days. And by the way, they were steroid days. Every day was opening day in those bodies.
I would think there was 10 guys in the league hitting 50-plus home runs.
We're going back and forth every time, right? Every time. We're having updates every night on the
A-Rod,
Cubs games.
McGuire, Sosa.
St. Louis games.
Jim Tomei. All those guys, 50-plus home runs.
Then Bonds goes, this is ridiculous. See, now it's, I got to get back in. Next thing you know, he hits 70.
Yep.
He was hitting them in the water where we've never seen. He was hitting McCovey Cove out there, man. He was.
The best ticket you can get there, and you didn't even need a ticket for it, was that kayak in the water in McCovey Cove. Catch a couple home runs out there.
They just honored him like Babe Ruth. They did. They just honored him.
They gave him a cove.
Did they give him his own cove? I don't know. I don't know if they ever put the
no, the Bonds' name
put the Willie Mays.
I don't think so.
Statue
I think
up
too much
out
oh,
front. I don't know if that will ever take place. That would be an interesting.
I gotta show
one.
You where that mute button is on your phone. The
it was
volume
just,
switch.
I think it was my tennis guys wondering.
Don't they know you're on until 10?
I sometimes I don't know if they do.
You want me to call them back?
No, I actually don't.
You don't want me to ruin your tennis game, that's why.
No, I don't want you getting involved with that at all. By the way, we've got camp coming up here 2 days away, and it is all about the line of scrimmage for me. I could care less why Omar's talking about who drops footballs every day.
Well, Jakeem Grant,
somebody dropping footballs in practice or throwing interceptions, I could care less about. You go out there some days and drop balls and you're trying to get in shape during practice, that's where you're going to drop them.
Might as well drop them there.
Well, you shouldn't drop them at all because I know everybody says you're a professional.
No, but guys are going to.
But you're going to. You get tired or you concentrate. Whatever it is, body getting used to running full speed in pads and catching a football again and all that stuff. It is all about finding a D-line and an O-line so that you can get better. And in the stats, the team stats, go up because there were way too many for a team that won 10 games last year. There were way too many team stats who were at the bottom of football.
Yep. Can't have that happen.
A lot of big ones, man.
You're not going to win games that
run defense. Those kind of numbers.
What was the number you threw? You told me the average was 143, 144.
140 something, 140 or 141.
Yeah, that was the average per game giving up rushing yards.
Yeah, way too much.
I can't believe they won 10 games like that.
Well, you had to outscore Buffalo in a game to get there. Just a good old shootout.
It's crazy.
Got to get better in those numbers for sure. Got to get better. Anyway, we'll get back to that. Talk a little bit more about the Miami Dolphins. You're not doing it. Is your nose getting tired of doing it? It sounds like you're snorting half of South Florida every time you throw your nose on doing that.
No, that's not it.
I'm smelling
pigskin.
Thought we were back in the 80s again. You keep doing that with your nose,
not
man.
The cocaine cowboys.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Yeah, welcome back. My man Troy Stratford's filling in today.
Coming up next.
He's going to be in the show.
Yep. You know we're getting close to football season.
I haven't seen him forever, man. It's good to see
Troy's looking good, man.
Troy takes care of himself. Yeah. I can't remember. Troy told me he got remarried again. I can't remember.
He was just in the room.
I never can remember
he
who's
was
either
just in the room.
Got a girlfriend who got remarried.
I'm going to go ahead and let you ask that question.
I can never
remember. There's not a good answer that I don't want to be on the side.
I always hate to be like, hey, did you just? Nah, I just got a girlfriend. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure.
It's your go-to, man.
Wasn't sure with the number. By the way, I saw an alarming number. Did I see that 80% of NFL players 2 years out file bankruptcy?
Is that the number? Oof.
2 years out of the game.
It's not good. So what Billy Corbin's movie broke.
Apparently there are a lot of people could be on that. Well, we've had some disasters recently with some guys.
Yeah. You're right.
That, you know, Warren Sapp, who made a lot of money as a defensive tackle.
Had to sell all those Air Jordans, man.
They did. And then we had a running back down there. It was pretty damn good. Clinton Portis, who also ended up bad investments.
Crazy story.
Not just bad investments with things that he bought, but also gave money to somebody that ended up not being a...
Sat in a car and waited for the guy also.
Never want to get that point.
No, you're so pissed.
You think about whacking the guy.
That's
but
it.
Yeah, that
I remember the stories
was...
when I was up in college, right after I got out of school at UF, when we talked about that Tank Black guy or whatever it was, that had Javon and Fred Taylor and all that money.
Those guys lost.
There too. The guys lost a ton of money.
A lot of money.
Got to be careful, man. I mean, listen, I don't know what it's like to have $20 million in the bank.
Financial advisors.
Got to be careful. Got to go with people you trust,
Zach,
right?
I had a financial advisor and did these limited partnerships. And you know what that limited means?
Yeah, money out of your pocket?
No, it means limited, like you ain't getting any limited money.
Oh, limited cash.
You're not even getting limited money. Mm. You're not getting any money.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You meet with these guys and they impress you and...
Spend money here. We'll have a huge
return.
But
I think some of those deals were even approved by the union at that point. Did I see that with the Clinton Portis story?
I think something was.
Usually you want the league to sign off like, hey, these guys are legit, or your union or both to go, hey, go ahead and deal with these guys. I would just say this. It's not a guarantee. But when I talk to some of these guys and we shoot the breeze on what they do with their money and sometimes coming home, we get into finances and not amount of money, but hey, what do you do with yours and what are you doing? They want to know what older guys are doing.
Of course.
You want to know what younger guys are doing because they're making a lot of money.
This ton is a of money.
Great opportunity to put it away. And I just go with Merrill Lynch, go with one of those guys.
Yep.
If you're looking to get rich and make 20-25% on your money a year, probably not out there.
No, because that's the high risk, high reward.
That sounds
right
good. Yeah,
high risk.
Just stop
high
there.
Reward.
High
sure.
risk.
Yeah.
Forget the reward. Just high risk, as in thank you very much for giving me your money.
You just got to be careful. And I know it's not easy when you have all that money to try
Tim
to get
Duncan.
More. Yeah.
End up getting some of it back. But Tim Duncan. just the amount of players that, and then a lot of it's just self-inflicted with guys, too many cars and houses, and
we've seen that before. Plenty of times.
Amount of people, and Clinton Portis was one of those guys who was doing things, and just some of the stuff, and then it comes to an end. You're going, really? It's all of a sudden. It's like, yeah, you can't play anymore. You're not the same guy. Have great careers. To me, having a great career in the NFL and then being broke, sitting there at 30, 31, 32, 33 and being broke.
Yep.
After all that, where you can't even enjoy it because all of a sudden your life, you live in an apartment and like, what the hell just happened?
I remember on the Broke movie. I forgot what the guy's name was. Cornerback for the Ravens years and years ago. Got like $55 million contract. And then at the end of the movie, he's living with his parents. In the third bedroom in
is
the house.
Is that McAllister?
That's what it was, yes.
That might have
Chris
been
McAllister,
who was a really good football
player.
$55
million contract he signed at one point, and then he was living with his parents because he was dead broke.
Well, the union, they just had those meetings down here, and one of the things that they talked about, and they got to keep preaching this, is putting it away. I don't know what percentage these guys, I'm not sitting here telling a guy making $1 million a year how much they should be able to put away a year of that. But if you're making, I'm just saying $1 million a year.
After taxes, what, six?
Whatever it is.
650?
You get paid that over the course of 4 months, basically.
Yeah, that's right.
4 months and change.
And then there's no checks until football season comes around again.
But you just need, it's just, your overhead shouldn't be 40 or 50 grand a month. Just shouldn't.
40 or 50 grand a month, you better own 5 houses. I mean, own them.
But you shouldn't, just shouldn't
you
be
shouldn't,
in that
you don't
situation.
Need that. Listen, people are like, some guys like to and get by the way, and they spend it.
They preach us. This is talking to the guys over in Dolphins because they've got all these classes now for everybody thinks, oh, the leagues are cold. No, they're not. There's nothing cold about it. They got programs to get them ready for life after football. They talk to them about saving money. They got these classes they do, Zach, that you don't owe your family anything. You don't owe your friends anything. Don't invest money with friends. Make sure that they're qualified. Let us check it out. They got everything, and yet guys still leave the game, and there's people sitting in those meetings that will play 5, 6, 7, 8 years that will be broke in those 2 years that we just talked about. Within those 2 years,
sad,
there will be guys that are broke.
You hit the gold mine and you can't
now,
keep it.
I'll give you some guys on the Miami Dolphins that will not be broke. Ryan Tannehill will not be broke.
And Ndamukong Suh.
Should have put him first.
Yeah, he's number
not
one on my
broke.
List.
Going to be worth $70, $80, $90 million, maybe more. Really into like portfolio, investments, how it works.
Who's
wants
his,
to
who's
know
one
more.
Of his buddies? Warren Buffett?
Yeah, no. He's going, he's got good people. I think he hits Stephen Ross, ask him questions all the time. Cam Wake got the first dime he ever made. Real frugal. Those
Nothing
guys,
wrong with that.
Those guys are on the top of my list of put it away. I'm not saying you can't enjoy life a little bit.
No, you should. You're making that much money. You should.
Fly first class. Yeah. And you're sitting there with a whole bunch of years in the league and making real good money to enjoy it a little bit, but
just be careful. You got all that money.
You know what surprised me was the Gronkowski saying he doesn't touch his base football salary. He lives on endorsements.
Endorsements and that first the bonus check he got, I guess the first bonus check he got. He's still living off that money.
So he does not now he does a lot of different things. So he's enjoying life and he's getting paid.
Sure.
Was the best tight end in football
but
for a while.
The more endorsements you get, the more out of football stuff you get, and you're just living off that money, it's a pretty good investment just by itself.
Well, he can almost live off the playoff money he makes every
that's
year.
That's a good point also.
And I'm not being, you're right. All
right,
playoff money's coming in. That's not part of my base salary. That's all extra money.
Bonus
I'll
checks.
Live on that.
Yep.
So, we're in the AFC Championship. Oh, Super Bowl win. Okay.
But if you didn't know that about Gronk, you would think that he's blowing all his money.
Right.
He's partying. You know, his party's too much. He goes all over the place. He's always here. He's always partying, always doing this. He's probably broke. No, it's the opposite of that.
Right.
The total opposite of that. Think about it. He gets pretty good game checks. What's he making? $10 million, $11 million a year? Close to that?
It's down now.
Down? So maybe eight and a half, nine?
His money's down.
And he's not touching that
money.
He
just got a deal, but he's got a high incentive deal this year.
Yes, you're right.
His deal was redone to give him some opportunities. to but the way he plays, gonna take the same hits and where he catches the football.
Yeah,
guy's gonna keep tackling him low, where you can get hurt with your knees. Nobody's gonna tackle that guy high.
You're gonna break your shoulder if you do that.
Try to get that guy running full speed and tackle him up high. That's why he bounces off guys the way he does.
Gronk's at $34 million right now salary from football. So far, with 3 years left on this deal, that's going to pay him another $25 million.
Right. So, it's year to year to see how he plays.
That's it. But this season, he's making $4.25 million with all the without the incentives.
Right.
Probably enough to make $10 million altogether, if he hits every incentive, which will never happen.
But it's good to see those stories, like when a guy comes out and says, "Hey, you see these guys," and the stories just get old about
ridiculous.
Guys being
like, I know.
This amount of money. And I'm not saying they're making NBA money. And
no, NBA and baseball money right now are ridiculous. I can understand why there are football players right now that are coming out saying, what the bleep?
How about Giancarlo Stanton is sitting there right now. The team owes him almost $300 million. It's a backloaded contract.
It's ridiculous.
They're thinking now that if they do trade him, the new ownership comes in and trades him, they're going to have to throw in maybe $100 million with him.
Just to cover some of that deal.
Because nobody, if the team decides, which I hope they keep him so you can enjoy it, you know, one of the best home run hitters in baseball, if he can stay healthy. But I read articles yesterday talking about throwing in $100+ million to trade him. Like, you got to give a team $100 million.
Just to take him. I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Can you imagine picking up like a third or however they work that out every year, and then he comes and hits 5 home runs against you?
But that would happen.
That's the one always gets me. You're paying to get rid of a guy, and the guy comes back and haunts you in a 3-game series, goes off and has 9 hits, goes 9 for 14 with 3 home runs, and beats you in every game. And you're going, I had to get rid of that guy.
And we had to give $100
million. And I'm paying for him. I just paid the guy to beat us 3 games.
Yep.
Tell me something's not wrong with that picture.
No, there's a lot of wrong with that picture. But that's the way baseball is.
They can do that in baseball.
Can you imagine having to do that? You're going to take Giancarlo, right? You're going to give us 3 prospects? Hold on. Cut this guy a $100 million check also.
Well, new ownership's going to have to look at that, because that salary after this year, it's about ready to explode.
Yes. Giancarlo's happy about the season ending.
Well, he's getting his money no matter what.
Yep,
you want to pay
that
me
money.
Now, pay me at the back end. It's guaranteed. Doesn't matter. You're in great shape.
I don't think we'll ever see a Giancarlo Stanton broke episode. Just throwing that out there. It's my guess. That's my hot take for the morning.
I think all these guys in sports, even the dummies that get caught, like there's just no reason, right?
The way I look at it, not with all this money.
They just make so much.
A ton. Especially baseball and basketball guys. Look at John Wall. He just signed his $170 million 4-year deal.
And how many times has he had to watch other guys go broke? Like, LeBron James is never.
LeBron's going to be in that B category.
Oh, no. He's joining the B.
Yeah, like the B category.
He's headed for the B club.
That is a very elite club.
That billionaire sports club is Tiger's the first.
Okay.
LeBron's got to be coming
any
up on
any of those
it.
Soccer guys?
Oh, well, the two that would have the
Messi,
best chance
Ronaldo?
Are the two guys playing against each other right now.
The only other guy
Saturday
I would think
night.
Is Beckham, but I don't think he's in the B club.
I'll bet he's damn close, though.
Yeah, maybe
I'll bet
close.
Over his course of everything.
Sure.
Wearing those little underwear and stuff.
That's right. Calvin Klein, right? Is it Calvin Klein guy?
Yeah, there's only a handful of
and LeBron's right there on the brink.
Trying to think anybody else got a chance. Phil Mickelson got to be flirting. He's quietly makes 40, 50, 60 every year.
But not that B club, man.
Well, that stuff adds up, though, man.
You're right. Listen, I'd love to make $40 million.
Federer's got to be.
He's got to be close.
Fed's got to. Those guys are all way over a half a billion.
Got
the money crazy. Hey, listen, A-Rod quietly.
You're right. Look at A-Rod.
Old school. Old school made a lot of money. He made $250 million. He got 2 fatties.
Yeah.
And is a smart business guy, we might add, too, and now has a real hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, at age 48.
What's your word? Smoke show?
She's a smoke show.
Mm-hmm.
And her outfits.
19-year-old.
I don't think A-Rod's letting her go. I think, right?
I mean,
I thought maybe they'd get tired of each other.
No, it looks like they're enjoying each other.
No, but he looks – A-Rod's got a different look to him with this one.
Yeah, I'm dating J-Lo and I'm
A-Rod, you
I'm
got a little
B.
different look when you're with J-Lo. Like, yeah, my girl looking good.
Someone just texted, LeBron James is in my B club, but I don't mean billions.
Oh, he's in the other B club?
Beach.
You don't want to be in the other B one. I'll tell you what we do. We got to B up right now, though. We got to B up for a break.
This is the B club for our station.
We got the B club. We're going to check it. We got some more things to do, though, before we say goodbye.
All right. I got some texts for you.
And so stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Once again, Joe Rowe's stuck. Here he comes. He always hears me say it, too. By the way, we did some research during the break, the crack staff here.
I know we left out one because I just heard it downstairs. Did we not mention Michael Jordan on the billionaire?
There only is one
that
we found, and it's Mike.
I thought
Tiger, I read an article. Tiger was making over $100 million per year.
Correct.
For a couple of years and was at one point over the billion-dollar mark.
But I'm still saying he made it.
No, he got there. You're right. Right now,
that's all I'm
right
saying.
Now,
I'm not saying he's worth it now.
Net worth now, $740 million.
Okay, but he made over a billion.
At one point,
Michael Jordan made over
club.
A billion. He's worth a lot more than a billion.
We're still researching the football guys, but when it comes to the other guys,
none
here
of them.
There you go. They're all. Everyone's got cash. Don't get me wrong.
Those guys aren't even close either.
No, really? Look at that. The crack staff all
Federer,
over.
The soccer guys are all around the 400, 500 range.
No, but their halfway earnings, there. I'm not saying what their net worth. They got net worth, but I'm just saying earnings. I don't know what net worth is on these guys. Yeah. These guys are living pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No doubt about that. No doubt about that.
We're going to have, in the next few years, LeBron's going to make over $100 million, especially when he signs these new – at some point, he's going to get paid huge
he's
money.
He's going to get that $50 million a year. Yeah.
He's going to get that, along with his growing endorsements, including his new pizza.
Blaze Pizza. I think it's the fastest-growing fast food chain there is in the United States right now.
So give him credit, man. For whatever you think of LeBron, image, he's not getting any kind of trouble.
No.
He cares a lot about his image, as we've seen now with Kyrie. And he's a smart business guy for a guy that basically is a high school education guy. Well, he is.
That's it. He didn't go to college. He said he went to college down here for a couple of years, that 4 years down here with the Heat. It's like a college experience.
Yeah, he got great college experience from Riley. But you got to give that guy credit, seriously.
Yeah. Oh, I give LeBron all business credit more than anything. He's done a really good job not just managing his money, but growing his money way past where he probably even thought he'd be at one point. Probably thought he'd make a ton of money playing basketball, but his off-the-court stuff it's remarkable, to be honest with
we
you.
We may be talking Michael Jordan, by the way. Got to go first because he has been brilliant.
Well,
with
the Jordan brand shoe and the Jordan
first of
brand.
All, if he never did anything at all but Nike, which he still got the hottest shoes in the friggin' world.
And how long has he been out of the game? He hasn't played basketball in
how
many
years?
I
don't know. Do we know what he makes a year from his Nike? He's got his own brand.
Yeah.
Tiger.
Can't even imagine.
Right? But on top of that, he owns a basketball team that's value. Remember when he bought that? Remember when he bought it and then they said, oh, yeah, MJ. And I was like, oh, man. And then the teams exploded, which just tell me, I mean, that's just business savvy, man. Just MJ, whoever's got around him, plus he looks like another guy that spends a little bit of time reading. He's not just doing stupid things.
Ceiling is the roof, Joe.
And I think, Mike, I think LeBron James spends time. I don't think he just goes, guys, well, this is what we need to do. I think he researches and wants to know. And right? Those guys.
I think LeBron buys the Cavaliers in a couple of years. I think he's part of an ownership group that buys that Cavalier team from Dan Gilbert.
I think a lot of it ends up what that relationship looks like for him to.
He'll be part of a group, I think. All these guys want to do.
There'll be a lot of people want to buy these NBA teams. These prices are
ridiculous.
Up.
And if you only would have bought it when Mickey bought it or one of those guys.
These teams, especially being basketball, being big all over the world, it's just a huge advantage for that sport. James Jones used to tell me, someday the NBA teams will be worth more than the NFL teams. And I laughed at the time. But with the growth of the sport around.
Not if the NFL puts a team in another country, though.
You know what I saw in Spain the most? It's we did this. My daughter and I, who my daughter, Taylor, loves sports.
You're a road dog, man.
So we did this game going over there. She goes, hey, I'm really curious outside of these Real Madrid and Barcelona jerseys, what's going to be the biggest jersey we see? And you know what the two biggest jerseys we saw in Spain, in Madrid and Barcelona?
That's not Messi or Ronaldo?
No, that's not those two soccer teams.
In Spain.
They were, Messi and Barcelona's.
LeBron? Was it a LeBron jersey?
No. It was a Golden State jersey.
Steph Curry.
Golden State was huge over there. Huge, from tourists as well as locals.
Wow.
You know who else was over there a lot?
No.
Done an unbelievable job. The Miami Heat.
Really?
Miami Heat jerseys.
Like Beasley jerseys?
No, just Miami Heat. Saw some D-Wade, and I think I saw a couple.
Whiteside?
LeBron James. Oh. Old school jerseys.
Mm. I'll deal with that. Rather you said like Glenn Rice or Steve Smith or something.
No. Those were the two jerseys of the two sports that basketball is big over there.
I know, it's huge. I know. They got a couple big guys that are from that area.
Outside of Messi and Ronaldo commercials on billboards and stuff, guess who was third?
What are the brothers? It's gotta be one of the brothers.
Gasol.
Mark and Ball, right?
Pau
Gasol. Yeah. It's got to be. I mean, those are hometown guys.
And then there's another guy who plays tennis over there. It's big over there. Nadal.
Oh, yeah. That guy, too.
That guy, too.
Didn't you go to his center? His tennis center?
By the way, I did.
How was that? I saw some pictures of that.
Unbelievable. I was blown away. First of all, it's in his hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And the place.
It's like a just tennis like center. Like, is it a historical thing?
I thought I'd go, oh, this is gonna be cool. They're gonna have pictures
like a museum
of
him, or something.
A museum
yeah.
of Nadal and then tennis courts. Oh, no.
No, better than that.
First of all, they had the museum was fantastic of all his championships.
Oh, he's got all his stuff there. He's won
all
a lot.
Of his stuff there. What are you laughing about?
Ferreira walked in.
Then on top of that.
No, it's just funny. The Museum of Nadal is just kind of funny.
The Museum of Nadal.
Sounds really stupid.
Well, he's won
sounds like a terrible place.
He's won like three tournaments and he's won 10 times. Like nobody wins tournaments once. He's won, including a major, the French Open.
Yep.
And then they got clay courts.
He's a big clay guy.
Hard
right?
courts.
That's where he's the best
he's,
at.
Yeah, he's a clay guy. He's good.
It's my
good
tennis
job
knowledge.
By you.
Yep.
He's got a school where kids go to school and practice tennis.
Not better than Nick Balotelli.
He's got a hotel. Got a hotel. For parents, nice hotel that they stay in while their kids are playing.
Really?
Stay there. Soccer fields there,
wow.
too.
Wow. All right.
Nutrition. Workout facilities for locals as well as everybody else to get all their cardio in. Food, healthy food. Nadal's people, when they're not with him, his nutritionist and all the people that work with Nadal work
there.
They're
at the museum. Mm.
And he's there all the time because he is still – Nadal's homegrown. He didn't big time. Everybody still is in his own area. And those are his buddies. Employs most people in that town that,
smart.
That are in that.
Yeah.
So it was a great job. And it is, like, it's something you would expect us to have.
Sure.
And I haven't been to Orlando Tennis Center yet to see if they got hotels with everything and workout and a medical place and
the
IMG trainers.
In Orlando,
and,
right? That's what it is?
Unbelievable, man. I've never seen the IMG thing, so I don't know.
Yeah, the only reason I'm bringing up Balotelli is because he was always at the Miami Open with us.
I thought Spain built this for him. And they go.
He did all of it?
He did it all privately.
Some serious
God
coin
only
right
knows
there.
How much money
some
my man made
coin
there.
Right there.
And then he's got special courts for him to do his commercials and to practice.
No one else could use them?
Well, I mean, they can, but when he's in town, they're very private
off
to
it,
do
yeah.
it. And the other pros go over there and work out.
Why not?
And then Mallorca is just beautiful.
It's gorgeous to start
the
off.
Water
with.
And everything. Like,
get
wouldn't be
jealous.
A bad place to be. So anyway,
jealous.
I got a little excited telling you all about it.
Did
and
you
by the way,
the
kids,
museum?
Kids are all over. Yeah, enjoyed
did
it.
You get, did you get like an annual pass? Are you a donor now?
No, by the way, but there's sponsorship on there.
Yeah.
And Nike has got a nice little pro shop.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Where you can buy all Nadal stuff.
Wow.
No, that was when I walked away. I was done for the day. My wife goes, oh, no, they're going to go do a bunch of fun things. I go, man, I'm done for the day.
Was it?
I just saw the greatest tennis facility there is.
That's
there are kids, by the way, from United States here, kids from Britain, kids from France, all going there to be part of it.
Why not?
I'm not done. And keep going. We got to go. No.
By the way, all guests appearing on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
I sound like a groupie now.
Yeah. Appear on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved 2 blocks south of their old location.
Tour from the people waiting for me when I got there. Made me feel special, man.
Have you been to the Federer Museum?
No, but if he has Joe one, I'm going to see it.
Joe would live there.
We got to get out of here. Who's coming up next?
It is Troy Stratford.
You saw him.
Yeah. No, I saw him. Is he working by himself, or has Troy got somebody with him today?
He's by himself. You confused me. What do you mean?
No, Troy Stratford's up next. Have a great day, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.